This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll hear about a new 5-year program designed to address issues of mental health and emotional well-being in Wisconsin schools.
First, a decade ago, the Wisconsin-based Ice Cube project kicked off construction in Antarctica. The goal was to detect the almost undetectable, the elusive subatomic particle called the neutrino.
In a new paper, researchers say they've confirmed that they've found at least some of what they're looking for, astrophysical neutrinos that have traveled a long, long way, some maybe from outside of our galaxy, that could open the door to a new way of looking at the universe.
Francis Hulzen joins us in the studio. He's professor of physics at UW-Madison and principal investigator for the Wisconsin Ice Cube Particle Astrophysics Center. Francis, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with the findings in this new paper. How far away are some of these particles coming from?
Well, we are rather sure now that the majority of them, first of all, don't come from the atmosphere, because we made detecting neutrinos easy. We see about one every 6 minutes as I'm sitting here. However, we are not, well, some people are, but I'm not really very interested in those. They are produced in the atmosphere. And we have to look through the atmosphere. It's like when you look out to the sky at night in a cloudy day. We have to look through this atmosphere of about one neutrino every 6 minutes to find something interesting. And so we found this signal of neutrinos reaching us from beyond the atmosphere now more than a year ago. And so the important thing is that we have now confirmed this signal in a totally different way. So I always like to say when I talk about this paper, I now sleep better at night. Because the interesting neutrinos we see, most of them we are now sure come from not even from the sun, not from our own galaxy, but from everywhere in the universe. And so the interesting ones are about one in a million. So we have to sift to a million neutrinos to find an interesting one. And of course, you make a small mistake somewhere along the way and you can easily run into something that you may think is interesting. It's just a mistake. But we convinced ourselves a year ago that we were ready to publish this. But now we have found exactly the same signal with totally different methods. And so that was the paper that was published. You have to realize that this is an instrument that's unique. The conventional way of doing science is that many people do the same thing and they confirm each other. Well, the instrument that's going to confirm what we see is being developed in Europe, but doesn't exist yet. So we kind of did our own check of our own experiment.
So we've got these neutrinos, not from our atmosphere, as you say, from not even from our galaxy necessarily. What can we start learning about our universe from these astrophysical neutrinos?
Well, the game is the following at the moment. We have by now about 100 of these interesting events. And you can imagine that you put these events on a sky map. It's like, you know, we go out at night and we look at the sky and each star is a pixel. For us, each neutrino is a pixel. So we are looking at the universe with a map that has 100 good pixels in it. And so the game is to guess where they come from. And so in that sense, this is also a breakthrough, because the new sample are a type of neutrino, which is called the muon neutrino. We actually collect them looking through the Earth. And so the way we can reconstruct these neutrinos with a much better resolution. So these are good pixels, as opposed to our previous discovery, which were cosmic neutrinos, but the resolution of the picture was rather poor. So the exciting thing is that this is probably the start of astronomy. And so as soon as we release this paper, of course, everybody in this field is going to jump on this map, and including us. And we have ideas by now where they come from, but I won't tell you. I want to be sure. Okay. First.
We're talking with Francis Halzen right now, professor of physics at UW-Madison and principal investigator for the Wisconsin Ice Cube Particle Astrophysics Center, talking about Ice Cube's latest discoveries. And we've been using the word neutrino a lot, but refresh us about what a neutrino is.
Well, a neutrino, it's easy to explain. I said looking at neutrinos coming from the universe is looking at light from stars at night. And so neutrino beams are just like light beams. They are identical for our point of view, except for one thing. They go through walls. They go through the whole Earth, as I said. The neutrinos we collected in this paper came through the Earth before reaching our detector. So at the South Pole, we are looking at the sky above Madison. And so fortunately, they don't all go to the Earth. There's about one in a million will actually stop in the ice and make a nuclear reaction that emits light, and that's the light we detect. And from the light pool, we reconstruct the direction and the energy of the neutrino. So this is a long introduction to tell you that neutrinos are particles that are just like light, but they are special in the sense that they are connected to nuclear reactions. So they are produced in enormous numbers wherever nuclear physics happens. And so they are produced, that's how they were discovered. You put a detector close enough to a nuclear reactor, they are very hard to detect, but you have a huge flux of them. We have a tiny flux, so we make a very big detector. And so that's the idea. This is especially interesting for astronomy in the sense that we are looking at very unusual things. We are looking at sources in the universe where nuclear physics happens. And of course, we know such sources exist because we see the protons, so-called cosmic rays. And these were detected first more than 100 years ago, and we still don't know where they are accelerated or how. And so we'll solve that problem as soon as we can read our map. That's the idea. That's the goal.
Now, as I understand it, there are a lot of neutrinos around. As according to the Ice Cube website, I think it said 100 trillion neutrinos are passing through me each second. Yeah. They don't interact with me in any way, for the most part. So there's so many of them. So what did you have to do, though, at Ice Cube in the Antarctic to catch these?
Just build a big detector. And in fact, none of them interact with you. We talked about the neutrinos produced in the atmosphere. About one of them will interact with you in your lifetime, so you won't get cancer. You're quite safe. But yeah, we just build a big detector, and then we look for very high energy neutrinos, which are easier to catch. But for each neutrino we see, there are about 100,000 to a million that we miss. So when I'm talking about 100 events that we collected in the last few years, you have to multiply that by a million. There are a million we don't detect for every event we see. So by astronomical standards, this is a huge flux. And so we'll eventually figure out where it comes from.
Now, you said you see the neutrinos, but I thought also that maybe they were pretty hard to see and that you only know that they're there from looking at these other particles that they may interact and cause to be born, these muons.
Yeah, you never see a neutrino. It's a neutral particle. It has no electric charge. That's why it's like light. That's why you can do astronomy with it. We see these cosmic rays, but they are protons, or worse, nuclei, and they just swirl in magnetic fields. And so you don't know where they were created by the time you detect them. And so in that sense, you don't see the neutrino. It doesn't interact with your detector. It's only when it crashes right into the nucleus of an atom in the ice that it makes this small nuclear reaction that produces light. And that light pool you collect So the ice is the detector. The ice stops the neutrinos and converts them in something you see. All we do is put in sensors that allow us to observe this blue light pool. In fact, if you look at pictures from reactors, they are covered with water very often, and that water has this eerie blue glow. That's exactly the light we detect, but it's the light made by one neutrino.
As we wrap up, we're detecting these cosmic signals at the South Pole. Why is Wisconsin at the center of this project?
Well, this project originated in Wisconsin. We started talking about this here in 1987, believe it or not. I gave my first talk on this idea at a small conference in Poland. I would never have dared presenting it at a big meeting. And so we took it from there, and it took about 15 years to develop the project, to develop the concept, and then it took us another 10 years, basically, to get the money and to build it. So I think, you know, by neutrino standards, neutrinos are so difficult to deal with that the natural timescale of anything you do with neutrinos is 25 years.
Francis, thank you so much for joining us. It's fascinating.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
That was Francis Halzen, professor of physics at UW-Madison and principal investigator for the Wisconsin Ice Cube Particle Astrophysics Center, talking about ice cubes' latest discoveries.